Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Raceway Marketing Director Kendra Jacobs about the upcoming season at Knoxville Raceway.
First of all, Kendra, appreciate the time. Opening night is coming up next Saturday the 17th, and it sounds like fans are going to be allowed to attend races again here this year. I guess, what are some of the biggest COVID protocols that people should expect when they attend events at Knoxville Raceway this coming season?
Well, I think the biggest point to make to fans is that we're extremely excited to start the 2021 season and to have everyone out at the track. But if you are not feeling well, or you have recently been exposed to someone who has tested positive for COVID, we very kindly ask that you choose another weekend to come to the track. You know, health and safety of our fans, our employees, our partners, our team members and drivers is of utmost importance to us. So combating it from the beginning and just asking people politely who may not be feeling well not to come that weekend or delay the start of their 2021 season would be greatly appreciated by all of us. You know, one of the things that we're lucky to have is a very large grandstand. So we have plenty of room for all of our fans to spread out, to safely social distance, and still enjoy the races. So we're looking forward to have everyone who's healthy, who's ready to be back at the track, and ready to see some racing action next week for our Pella Motors Craig Ford season opener.
All right, well, we'll talk about that here in a sec, but a couple of other things as far as COVID is concerned. I guess if you could just tell our listeners what the policies will be as far as masking. I know there's some suggestions as far as credit debit card usage for transactions. Anything from that standpoint? I know elevators are going to be restricted a little bit. What information are you able to share as far as that's concerned?
Well, we want everybody to be comfortable while they're at the track. And masks are definitely encouraged. They are not required while you're in the grandstand, but we do encourage everyone to spread out. There's plenty of room to do that. Make sure the people around you are comfortable. If someone asks for a little more room, politely give them a little more. We have plenty of room to do that. If you are in an enclosed area, we do ask that you wear a mask. So if you enter the ticket office, masks are required. If you're planning to ride the elevator, masks will be required there as well. For our guests in the suites, once you're in your suite, it's completely up to you what you feel comfortable with and what your rules are. If you do decide to go to another fan suite to visit, please wear a mask when you enter their suite. Once you're in there, the rules are up to them, but we do ask whenever you enter a suite that isn't yours to please wear a mask. So it's mainly respecting other people at the track, what makes them comfortable. We want everyone to come back to the track every Saturday night. So let's be respectful of our fellow race fans. And remember that everybody is exercising patience during this time. We're just happy that we can have the race season and have fans back. So let's be respectful of that and keep the race season going.
Talking about the schedule of events this coming season, the Pella Motors Craig Ford season opener is coming up a week from this Saturday. Tell our listeners and our race fans here in Knoxville what's all going to be going on that night.
Yeah, well, our season opener is obviously one of our biggest races of the year. Everyone's so anxious to get back to the track and to see all of their racing family once again. So as per usual, we're going to start a little earlier. So we're looking at hot laps starting at 6:15 p.m. So make plans to come to the track a little earlier than we do in the middle of the summer. We'll have a full schedule of 410 and 360 wing sprints, as well as our Pace Performance Pro sprints. It's going to be a great night of racing. Craig Ford and Pella Motors have been partners of the track for a long, long time. They've always supported our season opener, so I know they're ready to get going as well.
And then later on in the summer, the Knoxville Nationals, in their usual form, are coming back after being canceled last year, it sounds like, right?
Yes. I mean, I think last year was a heartbreak for everybody. And I know that day that we announced the postponement in the office, there were a lot of very somber, sad faces. So that was probably one of the hardest moments in my career in racing. And I know it was extremely hard for everyone at the track to not have the Knox Energy Drake Knoxville Nationals presented by Casey's. Obviously, that's our pillar event of the season. It's the biggest event at Knoxville Raceway. It continues to be our biggest and most important event at the track, and we are really looking forward to hosting that again this year. You know, it's the biggest 4 days of sprint car racing in the world, and we are blessed that this event at Knoxville has become as big as it has worldwide. And, you know, August 11th through 14th sounds like it's a long way away, but it's not. Ticket sales are extremely well. I would encourage everybody who wants to come to make sure they get online and get their tickets now. It's going to be a reunion to talk about for years, to say the least. So all of us are gearing up for that week, trying to make up for what we lost in 2020 and show the fans a really good time.
All right. Well, and on that note of ticket sales, if you could just tell our listeners how they can buy tickets, where to go online to get those.
Yep. All of our big events are on sale right now at KnoxvilleRaceway.com. Our weekly shows are all for sale at the ticket office on the day of the event. So our weekly races are not sold in advance and not sold online. Or at any time, if you have questions about ticket sales or would prefer to talk to someone in person when you're buying your tickets, please call our ticket office at 641-842-5431.
All right. Is there anything else we haven't touched on that you'd like our listeners to be aware of here as far as the upcoming racing season?
I mean, I just think we want to say thank you to all of the fans, the drivers, the teams, our sponsors who have been so supportive through a very tough 2020. And it's been encouraging to see everyone back on board in 2021 and excited about this season getting started. It's just around the corner, which is hard to believe, but we're ready to go. It's the biggest season that Knoxville Raceway has ever had with the addition of the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series event and, of course, the SRX, the Superstar Racing Experience, of these most famous retired drivers from around the world all coming to Knoxville to race on our wide dirt track. Many of them, all of them really, except one, it'll be their first time ever racing at Knoxville. So that event is on June 19th, so that's another big one. And we're just really looking forward to kicking this season off.
Thanks to Knoxville Raceway Marketing Director Kendra Jacobs for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.